Right, it's a good thing that Joe mentioned Google Forms earlier, because I'm going to demonstrate how easy it is to make that. My presentation is, it's meant to be 7 cool tools in 7 minutes, but I'm not going to manage that. That's just like unbelievably fast. So I'm going to do 5, hopefully, through the power of mind control. Okay, so Google Forms. If you've got a Google account, fire onto Google, go into the menu, choose your documents, and in there you can create a form. I'm using this with my students at the moment for formative assessment. You can make little quizzes and things using forms and surveys. Very easy to do, so I'm making it here. I'm asking them to put in their name and answer a question. Very simple to do. You can create lots of different question types, just simple type in the answer, multiple line questions, you can do multiple choice, all that kind of thing. Important thing, give your form a title. So this is my Titanic quiz. In which year did the Titanic sink? Once you've created your form and saved it, you then get a URL, which you maybe just saw at the bottom of the screen there, that you can share with your students. You can email that out to them, you can put it on your VLE, I'm sure you can probably post it on Glow. And your students can then access this form, type in the details, submit the form, and like this, so they can type in their name. They don't see everybody else's results unless you make them public. So I'm using this for a whole bunch of things. One thing we're doing with our students is doing learning styles. So they do a questionnaire on learning styles, and what I'm getting them to do is post their data, their information into a form, and it makes this handy spreadsheet here and time stamps the whole thing, so I know when they've submitted their work. Okay, so a handy tool. Moving quickly on to tool number 2, this is TimeGlider, interactive timelines. Now I teach art and design history. So what I got my students to do 2 years ago, this is actually an example from 2 years ago, was to use this tool to create a timeline of artwork and design work over the last 200 years. Using the plus version of this account, you see there's an advert at the top that's paid for now, unfortunately. It was free 2 years ago. But using the plus account, you can set up multiple accounts so that people can collaborate on making interactive timelines. So you see here, we can add pictures into the timeline, you can zoom in and out for more detail, you can add your own annotations, you can link to stuff on the internet, you can add images, a whole bunch of things. Unfortunately, it's a paid-for service if you want like multiple accounts on it. Quite a good kind of tool, and it was a great exercise for the students to collaborate. It was one of the first exercises we did when the students joined in August, so it was kind of good to get them kind of talking to each other, and they did that in groups. Tool number 3, I teach photography as well as art and design stuff. A lot of these photography type tools are very expensive, so the students just download them and cut them. They use these free online tools such as Photoshop.com, which is where I suggest they go, and they can upload their pictures. It's a photo sharing site as well as having cool tools to allow you to manipulate your images. So you see that's happening there, applying a couple of filters and things to some images. You see also that if you have your pictures on Facebook, Photobucket and all these other photo sharing sites, you can link into that and actually grab your images from there, manipulate them and send them back to those photo sharing sites. So it links all of these different tools together. And it also provides you 2 gigabytes of free space for storing your images. So there's tons of different weird and wonderful images in my database there. Okay, I don't ask. another tool, this is a tool really mainly aimed at teachers, is this fantastic newish site called Adobe Education Exchange. A bit like Charlie's sharing site, where you can share stuff online. So this was set up by Adobe particularly to kind of promote their tools. But you'll find lots of lesson plans and things that teachers from all over the world are sharing. So you see here, I've chosen mathematics, and I'm looking for lesson plans here. There's only 3 at the moment, because it was only opened up to the UK about a month ago, so there's not a lot of UK-based stuff on there. But you can go in there, and teachers have posted lesson plans, tutorials and stuff. You can then rate the stuff that you find and leave comments. So it's all about sharing and finding stuff that's good and useful. I posted a whole bunch of gaming stuff, as I'm sure Charlie and Derek know, I do lots of gaming stuff. Of course, there are lots of my tutorials on there, which any teacher can go on and access. So I've got lots of stuff in there, how to make games with various tools, mainly Adobe-based tools, but there are tutorials on there that have nothing to do with using ICT. Okay, last tool is the tool I use to make these videos, Screener. If you haven't seen it before, it's a screen recording tool. Absolutely fantastic. And how I found out about it was, I was doing a workshop at a conference earlier this year, and I was doing some games design, and one of the guys in the conference, a bit cheekily I thought, was actually recording the whole thing that he was doing, so that he could review it later on and repeat the exercise when he got back home. That's fantastic. So I started doing it as well. Every conference and workshop I go to now gets recorded. The only limitation is it only does sort of 5 minute recordings at a time. So you maybe need to do kind of multiple ones if you're doing something lengthy. It all works from within a browser. You go to screener.com. You need Java installed on your computer, so that may be a problem for some people. It then creates a little frame which you place over the content that you want to record. Hit the record button, and it also can record audio as well. So if you've got a microphone, you can actually create instructions. I'm using this a lot with my students to show them how to do techie stuff. But also, I just suggested to my students yesterday that they could use this as well. They've got an assignment where they've got to look at digitally manipulated images and talk about the kind of techniques that they would use to create those images. So what I'm getting them to do is use the tools, make the image, and record it. So they don't have to write another boring essay. That's me.